You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأزواجه وذرياته وأصحابه وبارك وسلم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يقول الله تعالى رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلا وسهلا Sahlan wa marhaban to our local, national and international listeners to another edition of the Q&A on this day, the 7th of Shawwal, 1441, corresponding with the 31st of May, 2020, kindly and generously brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies with our esteemed resident Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, Hafizahullah, whom we have online at the moment. If you have a question, please address it to the WhatsApp number for our local listeners 084-786-3132 and for our international listeners plus 27-84-786-3132. Before we proceed, the latest Zakat Nisab is 6,432. The Mahar Fatimi is 16,081 Rand and the minimum Mahar for the Hanafi Madhab is 321 Rand, for the Malikis 110 Rand, and for the Shafis and the Hanbalis there is no minimum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Sahab.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa khali jazakumullahu khairan.
Our first question, what happens if Sunnah i'tikaf breaks?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala Rasulihi al-Kareem, amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, this year many brothers and sisters set for i'tikaf. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept all our good deeds and especially the i'tikaf of the brothers and sisters. According to the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, if a person's sunnah i'tikaf broke, then there is no qadha. However, according to the Hanafi scholars and jurists, they say that if the sunnah i'tikaf broke, then one day's qadha is compulsory. So what that person should do today or tomorrow, anytime this week. So, for example, that person before Maghrib today, so he goes into the masjid before sunset and then he'll make intention of qadha for one whole day till tomorrow Maghrib time. And tomorrow he must fast, like for example the Shawwal fast, so he can keep that inshallah. So in that way there the qadha will be fulfilled. For our mother and sister whose i'tikaf broke, the sunnah i'tikaf, so she will go into that room where she was sitting for her i'tikaf, her mu'takaf, and to the same law, then she will spend Maghrib from today till tomorrow, and tomorrow she has to fast. And in that way, the qadha will be fulfilled, and inshallah, Almighty Allah will reward them with the optimum, maximum reward, inshallah, Aziz.
Second question, I did not pay my sadaqatul fitra. How do I remedy the situation?
Remember in a case like that a person, what he should do is pay 30 rand. When you pay before the Eid Salat and Eid Day, then it is sadaqatun maqboola, an accepted charity, and you receive the maximum, optimum reward. And when a person did not pay, he forgot about it, and now you have to pay for it. So in a case like that, what will happen is, you still have to pay, but it will be sadaqatun min as-sadaqat. The hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood, meaning you paid the 30 Iran, give it to a poor Muslim person, but your reward will be much less, because one of the aims of Sadaqatul Fitr is to empower the poor and the needy Muslims so that they could enjoy the day of Eidul Fitr. So nevertheless, it does not get waived off. You still have to pay it, so try and pay it immediately in cash or kind, and in that way then you have fulfilled your duty.
must I make istikhara?
Remember that in a case like this, when a person wants to go into it, into niqab, so remember that we will say niqab is compulsory. And when you say niqab is compulsory, Surah 33, verse 59. So ya ayyuhan nabi, qul li azwajika wa banatika wa nisa'i al-mu'minin yudnina alayhinna min jalabibihin. That you, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you inform your honorable wives, your beloved daughters, and the believing men, our women, so whether it's my mother, my daughter, my wife or sister, so they must yudnina alayhinna min jalabibihin, that they must wear the jilbab. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu was ra'isul mufassirin, and he said it means to cover the whole body, including the face, so that is compulsory upon a lady. Remember this, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. When something is compulsory, then you don't make istikhara. You can't make istikhara unless I perform Zuhur Salat or Asr Salat or any compulsory Salat. We have to do so. So you, my sister, you can't say I'm going to make istikhara whether I have to wear the niqab or not. It is compulsory. You have to wear it. And the sooner you start, the better it is for you. So remember, you see today the world, and today I sent out a wonderful article, everybody should read it, that the people are wearing the mask, that is the men and women, for the fear of the virus and so forth. But the woman should wear the niqab, and that will be as a conviction and a sign of our iman. You want to wear mask and niqab all day, that's your story, but I'm trying to show you that, see, yesterday they were mocking the Muslim woman, but today they themselves are wearing something similar. So that is Islam. Islam will prevail in all parts of the world, inshallah. So remember, my sisters, young and old, yes, niqab is wajib and compulsory, whether you belong to the Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanafi, Hanbali school, any one of them, it remains compulsory.
My husband gave me talaq. Now they are fighting as they want me to return the gifts that were given to me by the guests who attended the walima.
You must remember that once you, sister, you got married and your husband gave you gifts, your father-in-law, mother-in-law, now they are all ex-husband, ex-in-laws, they gave you all the gifts, other guests gave you gifts. So remember, it is your gift, you don't have to return anything, he already divorced you. Almighty Allah has enshrined this and mentioned this clearly in the Noble Quran, Surah 4, verses 20, 21, 22. Every Muslim should read these verses. Almighty Allah states, when you gave your wives, وَآتَيْتُمْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ قِنْطَارًا. If you know the Arabic language, you will know qintar means al-amwalu al-kathira. I gave my wife $1 million. Obviously, I didn't give that. I'm just an example. So you can't even take back $1, 1 cent is haram, Quran is saying. وَكَيْفَ تَأْخُذُونَهُ. How can you take it after the divorce and after the talaq? وَقَدْ أَفْضَى بَعْضُكُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ. You had your fun and your games. You deflowered her. You enjoyed the moments. And now you want to do that? Absolutely haram. You, sister, you don't give back anything to them. And remember, quote to them Surah 4, verses 20, 21. Number two, when a person gives a gift, I gave my brother Lukolo, Tobela, Diaye, mashallah, Allah reward them. So I gave them a gift. Now they took it, everything. Thereafter, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Now argument took place. So I told them, give back my gift. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-wahibu, that the person who gave the gift, now al-a'idu fi hibatihi kal-kalbi ya'udu fi qay'ihi. His example is like that person there, that who took back the gift from the giftee, from the recipient, like a dog. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving the example. The dog goes and vomits and then licks that vomit. So you, the ex-husband, the ex-in-laws, whoever, now you are demanding from your previous former daughter-in-law, give back all the gifts. That is the example. Absolutely haram it is. So remember, my sister, my advice to you, whether it is money, whether it's clothing, whether it's jewelry, absolutely nothing you must give back. It is yours and you don't feel guilty at all.
What type of discharges breaks wudu?
This is normally for the females, mashallah, our females daily. My nephews and nieces, they ask me all the time, what you so busy with? I say, no, I'm receiving so many emails from the females. So anyway, the females, they send us all these type of questions on a regular basis. Remember, there's one usul, one principle, and it will solve all your people's problems. That, kullu ma kharaja min as-sabilain, whatever comes out, remember, from the front passage, back passage, that will then nullify the wudu, and sometimes obviously ghusl also will be compulsory in the case of nifas, postnatal or haiz and menses and so forth. However, the principle you must remember is this: all type of discharge will nullify the wudu except the perspiration, so that will not nullify the wudu. All the others just make wudu, and in that way you will be safe. And for us men, remember, kullu ma kharaja min as-sabilain as well, whatever comes out from front back. So remember, wudu compulsory, and sometimes ghusl will be compulsory. You experience a wet dream, or for example, you know, husband-wife relationship and so forth, then obviously on both parties ghusl will be compulsory.
Do we have to pay zakah on retail price or cost price of goods? The understanding was cost price, but recent arguments have caused some confusion.
Remember, when a person pays zakat, my brother, what should we be thinking? We want the love for Almighty Allah to increase. This human being, Surah 100, Surah Al-Adiyat, Almighty Allah speaks of me and you, and Almighty Allah is complaining that the disloyalty of this human being. I gave you everything, oh human being, but what you did, you got so madly in love with the wealth and the assets I bestowed upon you, and you forgot my love. Your heart got saturated with the worldly material things. So innal insana li rabbihi lakanud, beshak ye insan apne rab ke bahut hi na shukr hai. This insan, this masterpiece, he became so ungrateful, so unthankful to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Surah 100, Surah Al-Adiyat, verses 6, 7 and 8. Does he or she know about it? وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. Yes, definitely they bear testimony to it, that the more Allah gave us, the more arrogant we became, the more ungrateful we became, the more bold we became in breaking and violating the laws of Allah. So what is the cause and the reason for this ingratitude and unthankfulness? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Verily, this human being, he loves this world so much that the heart got saturated with it. So when we give our zakat in cash or kind, then remember, the love for Almighty Allah increases, the love for wealth decreases, and the second benefit will be that, remember, the poor Muslims will be empowered. So therefore we say, you pay with the retail price, the selling price. Why? That is anfa'a lil fuqara, that will be beneficial for the poor Muslims, the destitute and so forth. And in that way, we are showing Almighty Allah our true love for our greatest benefactor, our creator, Almighty Allah. And that is the condition, the true condition of the true Muslim. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. People love this, people love that. We love our creator. We love Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most. Almighty Allah has spoken about the true believer. Their love for Almighty Allah, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse number 165. And learn this dua, O esteemed listeners. Learn this dua. I'll read it. You can repeat it after me. Allah. Inna nas'aluka, we beg of you, ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubb Rabbaka. Your love, Ya Allah. Wa hubba Rasulik. And the love for Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak. We are begging, petitioning you, Ya Allah. You grant us your love, the most. And the love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most in the creation. Wa hubba Rasulik. وحب عمل يقربنا إليك وحب عمل يقربنا إليك and the love of those actions, oh beloved Allah, that will draw us and bring us closer and nearer to you. Last time, اللهم إنا نسألك حبك. Oh beloved Allah, we beg of thee that grant us your true love, it saturates our heart. وحب رسولك and the love for Mustafa صلى الله عليه وسلم. Every teaching, every sunnah, every preaching of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha, better than this whole world and whatever it contains. Wa hubba amalin, and the love for those actions, yuqarribuna ilayk, that will bring us nearer, closer to you, O Almighty Allah jalla wala. Wonderful, powerful, potent dua. Read it and inshallah our love for Almighty Allah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, righteous deeds and actions will increase inshallah.
Is it wajib to cover the head when engaged in dhikrullah?
When a person is making dhikrullah, then it depends now where you are and so forth and so on. If you are in salat, wa aqimis salat ali dhikri. So remember, Almighty Allah teaches us that salat is also remembering me, Almighty Allah. So if a lady reads a salat and her head is open, her salat will be null and void. And for the man to read salat without the head gay and so forth is makruh tahrimi, some ulama have written. So therefore, it's sinful also, especially when we develop and make it a habit. However, if you are in your confines of your house, now the sister wants to read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Durood Sharif, Istighfar, we will say it is highly recommended, desirable, that your head should be covered. But if you are without the scarf and so forth, it is permissible, but remember that haya, shame, modesty. See the hadith in Muattama Malik, beautiful hadith. Inna li kulli deenin khuluqa. Every religion has got its own unique features and characteristics. Wa khuluqul Islam al haya. And the unique feature and characteristic of Islam is shame, modesty. So that is what we should inculcate within ourselves, and that will filter down to our children, our students as well. See, sisters, especially they ask these questions. See, one day, if you open the Seerah and Nabawiyah, Seerah ibn Hisham, Seerah ibn Ishaq and all that, you will find this type of incidents. One day, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, he came and brought the wahi, revelation. And he's not entering the house. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking, O Jibreel alayhi salam, why are you not entering? He, Jibreel alayhi salam, says, our Umm al-Mu'mineen Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha's head Mubarak is exposed, tell her to cover. It was only Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidah Khadija. And remember, it was not something compulsory that she had to cover. But to set the precedent for humanity and posterity and for our mothers especially, so she covered and then Jibreel alayhi salatu salam entered. So therefore, it is mimbabil adab. It is the etiquettes. And that is what Islam teaches us. Allah give us the true understanding, the tafakkuh, the profound, deep understanding of deen Islam. Similarly, today when people are eating, drinking, so we're having meals now, you're having lunch, you're going to have supper after Maghrib, you're fasting and so forth. So for the man, cover your head. The women, cover your head. So although it's husband, wife and children only, that is Islam, the true sunnah and etiquette. You want dalil and evidence of all this, open our ustad. Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab's Fatawa Darul Zakaria, wonderful discussion on this topic here. So therefore, we will say that yes, it is highly, highly recommended.
Is it true that the ruh of a person who committed suicide hovers about restlessly because life was taken before time?
Remember, nobody dies before time. Every person passes away on time. وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. No person will get extension. Remember, once the time comes. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. So nor will it go delay and nor will it happen before time. So to say that the ruh and all that remains restless now after the suicide and before that. So these are issues regarding the ruh, the soul. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sent wahi, revelation to Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْإِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. You must tell the ummah that these are issues you must not get involved in. Of knowledge you have been given so little. Today you go and ask the non-Muslim physician, professor, doctor, the bigger scientist, that how does the ruh, the soul come out from that person? How do the malaika extract it? For them also it's a mystery. So you must remember, because they want the life to continue. So Almighty Allah has spoken about the ruh in the Noble Quran, chapter 17, verse 85. قُلِرْ رُوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. This ruh is a command and some instruction from Almighty Allah. And regarding this knowledge, وَمَا أُوتِيتُ مِنَ الْإِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. You have been given very, very little knowledge. So it is supra-logical, beyond our, you know, we with our puny little brains, we cannot comprehend and understand these type of issues and so forth. Second one is this. A person commits suicide, there are two scenarios. If that person, Allah forbid, Aliyazubillah, he committed suicide and he says that I am now fed up of life, Allah forbid, he considers it permissible, then he goes khalidan mukhalladan finnar, he stays in Jahannam forever and ever and ever. Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, verses 64-65, Inna Allah la'ana al-kafirin, verily Almighty Allah has cursed the non-Muslim who are sane and mature. Wa'adda lahum sa'ira, Allah has prepared for them the blazing fire. Khalidina fi, they will dwell and stay there in the fire forever and ever. La yajiduna waliyya wala nasira, there's no protector, no helper for them. If the person, he says, I know I'm doing wrong, but I'm drowning in debts and what have you. So Allah forbid, he committed suicide. So for him also, the words are used by Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmed, khalidan mukhalladan fiha, he will dwell in Jahannam and the hellfire for a very, 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 very long time. But one day, because of the barakah, blessing of the Iman and Islam, he will come out and enter Jannah and Jannatul Firdaus, the paradise. So what must we do? So we must ask Almighty Allah that we die a respectful death. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Oh beloved Allah, let me die with Iman and Islam and unite me with the pious and devout servants. Regarding the people who died and passed away suicide, what happened to their soul, all that, all these issues, Almighty Allah knows. We cannot go and make our own speculation and statements. Yes, if a person dies without Iman and Islam, then the ruh goes to Sijjin, to the dungeon and the jail. And if he dies with Iman, inshallah, it goes to Illiyin. From there, he can see his place in Jannah and paradise, inshallah. So these are what is mentioned in Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarak. So we should always give charity. Why we give charity? Daily, cash your kind, 1 rand, 2 rand, packet of biscuits, whatever. Inna swadaqata la tudfi'u ghadab ar-rabbi. When you give charity, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it extinguishes the wrath and the anger of Almighty Allah. And wa tadfa'u mayta, both you can read mayta, so it repels and drives away an evil death. The hadith authentic in Mishkat Sharif. So that is what we're supposed to do. Allah give us tawfiq.
I teach hifz. After Eid, a student gave me a gift of enormous value as token of appreciation. I don't wish to accept it as there are so many narrations in Fadailul Quran warning against it, but I cannot return it without upsetting her greatly. What does Mufti Sahib advise that I do?
See, my sister, my brother, you are a hafiz, you are a hafiza, and muallim, muallima. So you taught the student whatever for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And what happens in that case there? That what you did is, you taught that person, and now you did not ask for it, nor did you expect it. Now we go to the hadith, Bulughul Maram, Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. One day Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sent out Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, go to that territory, that area, to collect zakat. He brought all the zakat, left it there. Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take this, is for you. Because you the amileen, surah 9 verse 60, I gave you the authority to collect, so now the, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I did it for the love of Allah, for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. خُذْهَا يَا عُمَرُ وَأَنْتَ غَيْرُ مُشْرِفٍ وَلَا سَائِلٍ. You take it, you did not ask for it, you did not expect it. فَبُورِكَ لَهُ فِي. And then barakat will be given. You did not ask for it, O teacher, O appa, O muallim, O ustad, O qarisab, afisab. And that person brought it. So remember, it is a sign of your ikhlas and sincerity. خُلُوس مَهَا فُلُوس. Remember that sentence lifelong. خُلُوس مَهَا فُلُوس. Don't worry about people. You do your work with ikhlas and sincerity, and Allah Jalla Wala will bring the money and the finances and everything. That is what Islam is teaching. Maulana, I think we're going for a break, but before we go for a break, it has to do with this question. I just remember the nice, you know, anecdote. Sometimes on Sundays we have to give these stories also. 1975, mashallah, I went for Umrah for the first time from Karachi, Pakistan, and I was there 7 weeks, 6 weeks or so, and my parents came, Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. 75 Ramadan, so Hafiz Suleiman Tikli, my very good friend, I hope he's listening, and myself, that we performed Taraweeh. One night myself 12 rakats, one day he 8 rakats, then an alternate, you know, so every night, so one of us is reading 12, one is reading 8, so 27 night or so, we finished the Quran, nice masjid there in Karachi, you know, near our madrasa. Newtown Madrasa at that time, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri Rahimahullah last time. Hazrat passed away in 76, this was 75 Ramadan. Nevertheless, so 27 night came, they shook our hand and everything, then they said, Tero, wait. So for me, they brought a big parcel, you know. And for Hafiz Suleiman Tikli, they brought small parcel. So both of us are wondering, now what's going on? And they could see our body language. They say, now what's going on? Said, no, ye Maulvi sahab jo hai lamba kurta pente hai, and aap jo hai Pakistani kurta pente. Okay, yes, I wear the long kurta. From 74, I started wearing that because I sold kurtas there in Makkah, Medina. And you, Hafiz Suleiman, you wear the Pakistani short kurta. So we gave him, for me, big amount, you know, of material so that he can make more long kurta. And for him, short kurta. So that was a big joke for both of us there. Allah Ta'ala accept our Taraweeh. All that kurtas are finished now. Allah Ta'ala reward them as well.
Inshallah, we will now go on a break and resume with the second segment after the break.
You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, welcome to this edition of Q&A on this day, the 7th of Shawwal, corresponding with the 31st of May, kindly and generously sponsored by the Capital Group of Company. Inshallah, we will now proceed. Mufti Saab, the next question, please advise what can be done with interest money from the bank.
Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla has made interest haram in all forms, shapes and sizes. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا. If you do not abstain from interest, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Be prepared for war against Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala and Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah protect us all. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala ta'ala anhu open Musnad Ahmad, Bulughul Maram, Mishkat, all these hadith kitabs, you will find a whole chapter on riba. Kunna nattaqir riba wa riba. We used to stay away from riba interest, and anything that imitated and looked like interest, we used to run away from there, far, far away from there. So what can you do with it? We live in a capitalistic society and we have money in the bank and so forth. So all these duties and tax and whatever the government imposes upon us, we have to pay, but we don't have to pay it with halal money. So your taxes, your duties, your customs, all that, you pay that, that's fine. Or remember, you give any poor person, Muslim or non-Muslim, interest money, that's fine. There's no reward for you. Third one will be that you are running an account, and on that account they are charging you interest and so forth. So you pay interest for interest, not the capital amount. So remember, that would be permissible and acceptable.
Du'afin in verse 54 of Surah Rum is pronounced as du'afin by the Imams of the Haram. Is this pronunciation fine when we read the Quran?
That kirat masla Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min du'afin, both is totally permissible and there is no problem with that. I read Taraweeh many times with Allah's help there. So one day I heard Sheikh Sudais reading du'afin also. Sometime I heard them reading du'afin. And remember, if you study kirat and so forth, you will find that that is the kirat of Hafs. And according to the kirat of Hafs, you can read both ways. You can read, you must remember, Da'afin, and you can read Du'afin, so both will be acceptable. There is no problem in that. So if you look there, even on your Quran, on the margin, especially the old Quran Sharif, then you will find it is written there that you can read both. You can read it with a Dhamma, and you can read it with a Fatha. You can read with a Zabar, or you can read with a Pesh. So if you look there on the side, you will find it there, that Almighty Allah has made the Quran Sharif. I'm just looking at my Quran Sharif that I have here. Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min du'fin thumma ja'ala min ba'di du'fin. Now I go to the margin. Qara'a Hafsun bi dhammi dad wa fathiha. So he got here, Hafs used to read it, you must remember, with a dhamma on the dad, and you can read it with a fatha. So all that, although to read it according to Hafs with a dhamma is better, but both are permissible, so there is no problem with that. So don't worry about it. So what you see in the Haram Sharif, totally dead Quran Sharif, mashallah, Sheikh Huzaifi, Hafidahullah, 40 years and plus, Imam of Masjid Nabawi, he was the Mushrif. And remember, the person who wrote the Quran is Sheikh Usman Taha. So we met both of them, mashallah. So you must remember that they wrote it and they were so meticulous, particular. And if you go to Mujamma Malik Fahad, the King Fahad complex, the biggest complex in the world for printing Quran, Quran Sharifs, millions and millions copies. So they have taken every diacritical mark, every fatha, kasra, dhamma, zabar, zair, pesh, whatever, into consideration. So that is the asah, the best way you can learn how to read the words correctly and properly.
Is it required for a woman to cover her face while performing salah?
It depends where she is performing salat. Remember that if she is performing salat at home, or she is performing salat in a place where only ladies are and so forth, so then remember, she leaves the face open, so that's fine, no problem. However, let's say for example, now the lady is there in Makkah. You know, in Makkah Mukarramah, there's so many a times there's total mix-up because of the big crowd. The men are nearby, the women are nearby. So in places like that where the men can definitely see you, then you must cover your face and perform your salat, my dear sister. Next masla. Today is time of, you know, technology and what have you. So even Masjid Nabawi, many of my mother's sisters asked me, I said, see, there is a separate section for ladies. You have a separate entrance, your section is separate, but still cover your face. So they ask why. I say, you see all the cameras there. So remember, the cameras, the men can see you through there. So therefore it is in your interest also. So any masjid that has all these safety cameras and so forth, and you are reading salat there, so you must remember you should cover your faces. Why? Because the men are normally monitoring it and so forth. So in those places you should cover. So therefore, if you are with ladies only, or you are in your house, then you leave your face open, and thereafter, mashallah, you continue with your salat.
How does one read sajdatul sahwi when one makes a mistake in salah?
When a person omitted a wajib, for example, you're supposed to read after a 3-rakat salat or 4-rakat salat, in the 2nd rakat you're supposed to sit. So you're reading Maghrib or Isha, for example. So in the 2nd rakat you're supposed to sit, and now you stood up by mistake. So you continue, and now you have to perform Sajda-e Sahu. So how do you perform Sajda-e Sahu? These wonderful discussions here. Anyway, I'll just make it very brief. So the Hanafi method is this. They say in the last rakat, that is the final rakat. So what will happen is this, that you read Tashahud At-Tahiyyat, and thereafter you make salam only to your right hand side, and then you perform the 2 sajda, and that is after the salam. And then you are coming back to your sitting posture's position, and thereafter you read Tashahud At-Tahiyyat, you read Durood Sharif Salawat, you make your dua, and then you make your salam. That is the Hanafi method. The Shafi'i method is, you read everything. So that will be Tashahud, and thereafter you will read the Salawat, Durood Sharif, dua. Then before making salam, you just say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, you make the 2 sajda, and thereafter, remember, you make the salam. So the Hanafi way is ba'da salam, after you made the 1 salam. The Shafi'i way is qabla salam. Whoever is the imam, you just follow the imam. Sometime in the Haram Sharif, very seldom, but sometime it happens, they perform a sajda-e sahu. So it is normally this way, yeah, that before the salam, you must remember, they make that. Sometimes they make the other way, also the Hanafi way. Now, I was telling you about academic discussion. One day, now look at this. Subhanallah, Khalifa Harun Rashid. He is there in Medina Munawwara. And there is Qazi Abu Yusuf. He came for Umrah, he came for Hajj, whatever. He is the chief justice during the Abbasid dynasty, Qazi Abu Yusuf. He's buried there in Iraq. We went to his grave also, alhamdulillah. And Imam Malik is buried there in Baqi. So one side Imam Malik, one side Imam Abu Yusuf. So he, Khalif Harun Rashid, say, let's have academic discussion. The Ummah can benefit. So one of, there were many masail, but now because you discussed and asked Mawlana about Sajda-e Sahu. So they asked Imam Malik, Rahimahullah, that when must a person perform Sajda-e Sahu? So he said, Al-Qafu bil-Qaf wa Dalu bil-Dal, code language. The people were perplexed. Totally, they asked what the man is talking. Al-Qafu bil-Qaf, if there's nuksan in the salat, so then the qaf for the nuksan, deficiency, you must out something. So you must do it qabla salam, like the Shafi'i method. And if you made ziyada, then ba'da salam, dal bid-dal. So for example, you made 2 rukus or 3 sajdas or so, then you do it the Hanafi way. Imam Abu Yusuf is chief justice. So he asked Imam Malik, what happens if a person in the same salat, he made ziyada and nuksan, that he made in the same mistake and increase and decrease. He missed something and he added something, then where must he make? Fasakata Malik, Imam Malik kept quiet. And then the people started smiling. So Imam Malik was old. He said, Hada jaza umallam yamutma akranihi. This is the reward punishment for people who don't pass away with their companions and contemporaries. So anyway, this is all academic discussion. So these type of difference of opinion is afdaliya and awaliya. So Hanafi say that after salam, that's the best way. Shafi'i say before salam. Malik says Imam Malik was a genius, and Imam Malik says if there's nuksan, you missed out and omitted something, then you do it the Shafi'i way, qabla salam. And you must remember, if you did something extra, then you do it ba'da salam, after the salam, like the Hanafi way. So, but whoever is your imam, you just follow him. That will be the long and short of it.
My 18-year-old son told me not to ask him to do any work. He refuses to wash his own plate or even answer the phone for me. He will not iron his kurta with the excuse that his back will pain. Please give him a message, giving him some advice.
Remember, son, you're 18 years old and you have become more and more irresponsible. Your mother, your father, Allah alone knows if both your parents are alive, but this is a message from your mother I can make out. So in this case here, under Quran Kareem states, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, that Allah has made it compulsory that you worship Allah Jalla Wala alone and you do good unto your parents. And more so when they're getting old. So don't even say one word to them that will hurt their feelings. وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. You should be making dua. You are becoming hafiz, I think. You're wearing kurta and all that. وَقُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Surah chapter 17 verse 24. Ya Allah, have mercy on my beloved parents as they nurtured me. They brought me up when I was a baby. You forgot all the tantrums. You forgot all the noise, all the crying. And now you're a big shot. You want to dictate to your mother. You know what's going to happen to you, my brother? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, open Mishkat Sharif, you will find similar words to this. Al-jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat. We as Muslims don't believe in Father's Day and Mother's Day. We say Jannat and Paradise lies under the mother's feet. Every day for us is Mother's Day. Every day for us is Father's Day. Look at your father with love and respect. You get sawab of Hajj. Brother, if you don't want to change your ways, then remember the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, كُلُّ ذَنْبٍ إِنْ شَاءَ فَاعَنْهُ وَإِنْ شَاءَ عَذَّبَهُ. Every sin a person commits, it's the prerogative of Allah. Either Allah forgives that person or punishes that person. إِلَّا أُقُوقَ الْوَالِدَيْنِ, except being rebellious, disobedient, disrespectful to one's parents. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُعَجِّلُ أُقُوبَتَهُ لِصَاحِبِهِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. Allah Jalla Wala will punish him here in this world before death overtakes him. Nothing will work out for you. You get married, your marriage will be a failure. Your business will be a failure. Your health will fail. Why? Because you did not make khidmat. You did not serve your beloved mother or father for that matter. Go to your mother. Who's a mother, my brother? I went to New York. I went to Washington. I went to London, Dubai, India alone, for example. When I come back, my wife is there. My mother is there. Biwi ne pucha merili kya laya? What you brought for me, the wife asked. And the mother asked, beta kana kaya? That the mother asked, did you eat, oh my beloved son? A mother's love is a pure love, my brother. And you got the audacity to tell her, you don't tell me, I'm 18 years old, I'm a big shot now. So that is the path to ruin and disaster. Go to your mother, kiss her hand and ask her for forgiveness. Otherwise, it is a closed chapter. You will never make it. Believe you me, Quran is telling us this. The Hadith Mubarak is telling us this. So change your ways, you youth. Don't think your mother doesn't know about how to work the cell phone, computer and all the gadgets. She living in the apartheid days and you living in the democracy. All that means nothing. Nothing in Islam. You must remember, you must go back to your mother and take her du'as. Everything in life is replaceable. Remember, husband dies, wife can get married after it. That wife dies, husband can get married. So car gets damaged or new old, you buy new car, replaceable. Parents, your mother, father, irreplaceable. Think of that, my young brother. Go to your mother, ask her for forgiveness and make so much khidmat. Then you will make it in life, my brother.
What is the penalty for a Muslim who has taken money for a service but refuses to provide the service or return the money?
He's a zalim. How can you take money from people and you don't do the plumbing job or the carpentry or the building or whatever job? So remember, gardening or whatever it is, you took the money but you're not providing and you don't want to refund it. So people like that are zalim. You must remember that you can expose them because they are making so much zulam. So remember, you are the mazloom. You got two options. Option number one, you tell him or her for that matter, here, you have taken my 100 rand, 1000 rand, 50,000, whatever it is. People today lose hundreds of thousands, Allah forbid. So in a case like that, if you don't pay, I'm going to expose you. Or otherwise, you cry to Allah. And what you do, you read Surah 40, verse 44. وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Ya Allah, the zalim, the perpetrator of oppression and transgression, so I'm leaving his matter to you, you deal with him. You will see in matter of time how Allah will humiliate, disgrace him. And read Surah 29, verse 30. رَبِّنْ سُرْنِي عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Surah 29, verse 30. Ya Allah, you assist me, help me against this mischief maker, troublemaker, stole my money. And third one, remember the hadith in Musnad Ahmad. You are the mazloom, the oppressed person, and that person is the oppressor, the zalim. اتَّقِ دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ. Beware and watch out for the bad, B-A-D, but both ways the spelling is the same. Watch out, be careful for the bad and baddua of the oppressed person. فَلَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ hijab. Between him, that oppressed person, and Almighty Allah, there is no veil, no curtain. And what will happen? That the dua will get accepted immediately. Isharatun ila suratil ijaba, the muhaddisin, scholars of hadith write. So remember, you are the oppressed, your tears, everything will make him suffer because of his oppression. So therefore, brother, rather go and return that money immediately.
A daughter who is not in nikah with the man with whom she is having a relationship, give ghusl to her deceased mother.
And that lady is committing sins like that openly, and now she is living with her live-in lover. Every moment Allah Ta'ala's curse is upon her. And if they have children, all these children are bees and illegitimate haram children. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Mishkat Sharif, authentic hadith. Kullu ummati mu'afan illa al-mujahirun. My entire ummah will be forgiven except those people who commit sins openly. So this is brazen, and they're proud about it also. She'll say, I'm living with my lover, no nikah, no nothing. This lady, her beloved mother passes away. Now the time comes for ghusl. So must she give ghusl? No, she must not give ghusl. You must remember that. Choose those people to give ghusl upon whom Allah Ta'ala's curse is not on them. She's living in sin, she's committing so many vices. Maybe she considers it permissible, then she's already out the fall of Islam. So many issues. So such people must not be given that honor of giving their mother the ghusl. Give somebody else that duty. Normally in the towns and cities, they have the group of ladies. And obviously, if the daughter wants to, then they will accept her. But these type of people involved in open crimes. So you must, it's like a person, just turn it the other way around. A person says that, you know what, me, Allah forbid, I'm just giving example. That person says that he is now living with his, it is no more Adam and Eve, it's Adam and Steve. So he's living with his gay partner. Now his father passes away. He said, let me give ghusl. He said, no. You stay one side. So don't give them, because they commit crimes and they're proud about it and this type of things. Allah Ta'ala say, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, obviously it's wahi from Almighty Allah, wa ma yantiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahwi yuha. So remember Surah 53 verses 3-4. So Almighty Allah sent wahi, revelation to Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These type of people, you mustn't give them that opportunity.
My phone rang during Salah. It was in my jacket pocket under my hand, and so I switched it off without moving or breaking my posture. Is my Salah valid, or should I repeat it?
There are three issues. Every masjid, mashallah, tomorrow our masajid will be opening. We should make 2 rakat salah to shukr. Thank Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala. And therefore, I sent out today's nasiha. All of us should learn the proper sunnah dua. Bismillah, wassalatu, wassalamu, ala rasulillah. Oh, in the name of Allah, we send salawat, salutations, and peace upon Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbi fil dhunubi. Oh Almighty Allah, forgive me my sins. Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik. Oh Almighty Allah, open thy doors of mercy for me. Some people for 2 months and few days, they have never seen the inside of a masjid. So remember, enter with your right foot, read this dua, is authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, various compilations. Nevertheless, so now when we go to masjid, and every masjid should have this board, that please switch off your cell phones. Big boards, so that people remember. I myself, I get very upset whenever I have to make imamat. So I don't normally make imamat, but nowadays, you know, I have to make a lot of imamat. So anyway, you must remember, in a case like that, before I start salat, I say stow, I'll say it in English also, straighten the serfs, brothers, switch off the phones. So you must remember these things there. Every imam should do that. Second one is this, now in one movement you switched off your phone, so mashallah, at least you had that courtesy and common sense, which is not so common nowadays, so your salat is valid. But remember that when we start pressing 3-4 times, then the salat will break, and it will be considered as that will nullify the salat. But you did it in one moment, movement, so your salat is valid.
I want to know if it is a sin to have naat or adhan as a ringtone on the phone.
Definitely not permissible. Anything we want to discuss, my brother, sister, you will find the answer in the Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or in the Fatawa and verdict of the Sahaba. And then we go to the four schools, the Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanbali, Hanafi school. And that is how the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah preserve the entire Sharia. Let's start. Quran Kareem teaches us Surah, remember, 22, Surah Hajj, verse 32. وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ, whosoever shows respect to the landmarks, the symbols of Almighty Allah, so that is the sign that person has got taqwa. When I'm in Makkah, Medina, many a time these Arab brothers and others also, non-Arabs, they stretch their feet towards the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Qibla. So I speak to him, make salam, how you brother does that? I say, I want to share one Quranic verse and one hadith. He say, tafaddal, tafaddal, carry on please. So I read this Quranic verse. وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Then I quote the hadith mentioned in Sahih ibn Khuzaymah, authentic Sahih hadith, authentic. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man tafala tujaha al-qibla, jaa yawm al-qiyamah wa tafluhu bayna aynayh. Who spits in the direction of the Qibla, tomorrow on a day of justice, the person will come and his saliva will be on his forehead between his eyes to humiliate and disgrace him. Now let's take this and bring now. On your cell phone, on your mobile, you put the adhan. Now you're in the bathroom, in the toilet, it rings. So I'm asking you, is that ta'zim or is tawheen? Are you showing respect or are you showing disrespect? You are there in that place, and now you're going to switch it off. You cut the Quranic ayat off. You cut the adhan off. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nat Mubarak, that you are praising the Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all this is not permissible. Remember, you are showing disrespect, and this is done in places where you can't take the name of Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, toilet and so forth. So therefore, not permissible.
My friend's wife is angry with him because he did not go to bed after Salatul Fajr as he was busy with Quran and Dhikrullah. What is the Shari'i ruling?
Allah alone knows when all this happened in Ramadan time or now lockdown time. Lot of things happens, you understand. So every person should have a timetable, his husband, wife. So this time for the wife, this time for the husband. So after Fajr to make tilawat of Quran is excellent. And thereafter you wait for sunrise. Yeah, by us today, remember sunrise is now 6:47. So 7 o'clock, 5 past 7, you read mashallah, the Ishraq Salat. Excellent it will be. So thereafter you go by your wife or whatever. But the wife said, no, come immediately. So all that you must tell wife is night time all that. Not now, after Fajr. So this is husband-wife. You must come to a mutual amicable agreement. Maybe she needed body heat, brother. You better put some blanket there with mashallah heater. And inshallah she'll be comfortable.
reading my qada of Isha. Can I read that four fard at one time and then the three witr at another time? Or should I read the fard and the witr together when I'm making qada?
When a person is making qada, so the issue about Isha, Fajr is 2, Zuhur is 4, Asr is 4, Maghrib is 3, that all is acceptable. But now Isha, you make qada of the 4. Then is qada compulsory of witr also? Remember, only according to Hanafis. According to the Shafi'is, Malikis and them, there's no qada if you miss the witr. It's better but not compulsory. So we're speaking about what is compulsory. So according to Shafi'is, Malikis and them, it's not compulsory. Hanafis only says compulsory. Now, 3 o'clock, you went to go make qada of Isha, right? Then you say tonight after Maghrib, after Isha, you will make the qada of witr. So meaning on different times you did it. So yes, it is permissible, although it would be desirable and better that you do the qada same time straight after Isha, you make the qada of the witr. But sometimes the wuzu breaks or you have appointments or what have you. So if you make it at the other time, so that also will be permissible.
Insha'Allah, we will now go on a break and resume after the break.